Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Excited to share with you that I've put together a free guide on how to create your home colour palette. It's a step-by-step workbook and it will accompany this episode perfectly. You can get your free guide at caradice.co.uk/home-colour-palette, and that is the UK spelling of colour, C-O-L-O-U-R. So once you finish listening to this episode, get yourself on over there. I'll also put a link in the show notes and grab yourself a copy of my free guide. And now we're going to dive right into how you can create a colour palette for your home. I know one of the things that you find difficult with your home decor is where to start. I know this because I've been there myself, and I think creating a colour palette for your home is the perfect place and foundation to start and a great basis for all of your design moving forward. Now, I haven't always followed these steps myself. I have been in a situation with my home decor where everything was a mishmash, and you might be there too. Thinking about the house that I lived in prior to this one, and the living room was purple, the kitchen was purple as well actually, the hallway was blue, one of the bedrooms was yellow and blue, and the other bedroom was green, and so was the bathroom. I think it was more luck than judgment that some of the rooms ended up being the same colour, and I know prior to that, my decor before that, I think we had all kinds of vile shades of blue and peach and deep reds and oranges all going on together in the house, which was literally me throwing spaghetti at a wall. So what I used to actually do with my colour palette was, I didn't have one. I'd see something that I liked and think, oh, I like that green picture. I'll buy the green picture for my bedroom and I'll get green cushions to match and a green throw. So that was my colour palette basically. And then I'd go into a different room. Oh, I like that rug, I'll get the purple rug and then I'll buy everything else purple. So, or I like that wallpaper, I like that yellow and blue wallpaper and then I'll get blue cushions to match. So I wasn't actually thinking about any of the other rooms in my house when I was decorating each individual room. I was just doing them individually and I was just doing them based off something or a colour that I'd seen and liked, and there was no actual rhyme or reason around it. So if you're in that space now, just know that you're not alone. I've been there and it's taken me a lot of trial and error to get where I am now, but I'm actually going to show you how to do it. And the steps you're going to take to do this are, firstly, to choose your favourite colours and look at them in relation to the colour wheel and colour psychology. Then you're going to find the hex codes for your colours. And then the final step is creating and generating your colour palette. So let's jump into these in a bit more detail. Obviously, it's a no-brainer that you need to be choosing colours that you like. There's no point decorating your home in a colour palette that you hate. So the first step is to choose three of your favourite colours. Now, if you live with other people in your family or in your home, you obviously will need to take these other people into consideration. But that is a subject for another episode. So start off by choosing your three favourite colours. And then I would add two additional colours to this. These can either be different shades of the first three colours that you've chosen. For example, if you chose a light pink colour, you could then choose a more deeper, richer pink to go with it. Or you could choose some neutral colours, for example, black, white, or gold, or silver. So you want around 5 colours. Now, when you choose these colours, there are a few things that you need to take into consideration. If you've ever had a look at the colour wheel, I'm sure you did this in art at school, you'll know that there's complementary colours and harmonious colours. So if you look on the colour wheel, just see where your colours sit on that wheel. And you will notice that different colours do different things. So for example, red and green, which are opposite, are very bright and bold. So if you're after a bright and bold scheme, then that would be perfect. If not, maybe you might want to reconsider. So you could go for a more harmonious scheme, which is colours that are adjacent to each other on the colour wheel. So this is something that you need to take into account. Now, if you go and download my free guide, there's a colour wheel in there and it will give you explanations as to what the colours mean in relation to each other. Now, the second thing that you need to take into account is how you actually want to feel in your home. There is a thing called colour psychology, and if you haven't heard of it, basically each colour can evoke different moods. For example, the colour red would be very sensual and exciting, and the colour black is a very elegant and sophisticated colour. Once again, if you go and get my free colour palette guide, there is a page there's a page in there on colour psychology, and it gives you a little explanation for each colour as to what kind of mood it can create in your home. Another thing you can take into account is what kind of shades and hues you like. For example, do you like pastel colours or do you like really bright and bold colours? Because this is obviously going to form part of your colour palette too. It's probably not a great palette where you've got 3 pastels and then 2 really bright and bold colours, because this won't be very cohesive. So once you've decided on what colours you like, just give a little description to each colour. For example, if you've chosen a pink as one of your colours, what kind of shade of pink is it? Is it Barbie pink? Is it blush pink? Is it peachy pink? So once you've got a rough description of the kind of colour that you're looking for, you need to go into Google and go into Google Images and type in the description of your colour, and then next to it put hex code. If you don't know what a hex code is, it's a code of numbers and letters that are given to every single shade and colour in the rainbow. So that colour, you could put that into, for example, Canva, you could put the hex code in and you would get the exact same shade as the one that you found in Google Images. So you'll get an array of different colours coming up, or different variations of your description, for example, blush pink. So what you need to do is you need to look through them and find one that you actually like. So obviously people have got different perspectives on what blush pink is or what kind of blush pink they like. So pick the one that you really like and then jot down the hex code for it. You need to do this with all of your colours, all of your 5 colours. Then once you've got them, you need to go over to coolers.co, which is a colour palette generator website. You can set up a free account there and you can literally, on the dashboard, put all of your hex codes in and it will generate your very own colour palette for you, and you can download it from the website, so you've got it forever. Also on coolers.co, there is an option where you can generate random colour palettes. So if you need inspiration, you can generate some colour palettes off there and you might see something and think, oh, I absolutely love that. So you could do it that way. Another thing that you could do, if you stuck to, well, I don't know what my favourite colours are and I don't know what goes together, etc, etc. Another thing you can do is take inspiration from something. For example, I'm sitting here looking at my wall calendar and it's a yoga theme, and there's some gorgeous illustrations on every month. And this month, it's a scene of a room with pink walls and there's a lady sitting on a terracotta rug. She's wearing a teal coloured top and there's a yellow cat next to her and also a yellow plant pot. And those colours all go together beautifully. You can also get inspiration from things like wallpaper or an ornament or a lamp or a cushion. So if you see something that you really love, or the combination of the colours together, you can also use that as your colour palette. Another way you could do it is if you're going out anywhere, if you're going on holiday or if you're out in nature and you see a scene or you see a picture of, you take a photograph of something and all the different colours that are included in that, that if it's nature, it will all go together beautifully. And you can use that as your colour palette. So there's various different ways that you can come up with your palette there for you. So now you've got all the tools and steps, you can go off and create your very own unique home colour palette. As I said, it will be much easier for you if you download my free guide, and there's little boxes in the guide too that you can write down all your colours, your descriptions and everything. So you'll have everything all in one place. It gives you all the details in there, links to coolers.co and all the information in there that you're going to need. Also on the front of the guide, you will find my home colour palette with all the hex codes. So if you want to be nosy, go and get it so you can have a look at my home colour palette. And once you have created yours, I would absolutely love to see it. So I've got some more exciting news. I've actually started a brand new Facebook group. Now, guys, this is brand new. I really want you to join this and go over, and I want you to share your colour palettes on my Facebook group. It's called Daring Home Decor, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But if you do go over there and you just buy yourself, please hang in, guys. I've just created it, and we're going to have to wait for more and more people to join. But I'll be over there and I'll be dying to see your colour palettes. So I will be over the moon for you to join me there. And hopefully over time we can create a little community where we can all bat ideas off each other and share all our home decor projects and get inspiration from each other and ask and answer questions. So I'm really excited to see how that goes. You can also follow me over on Instagram, and over there you can see all of my rooms in my house. There's loads of tips, there's loads of inspiration, there's loads of advice regarding home decor. So give me a follow and DM me to let me know what you would like me to cover on this podcast for you. My handle is at Caradice Interiors, and I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. Also, I have a website where I've shared on my blog different things that I've done in my home. So you can also go over and have a nosy at that if you want to. And I will also put a link to my website in the show notes for you. I also just want to say that when you do create your colour palette and you've got all your hex codes, you don't have to then go and buy paint to that exact hex code. They're actually called roll numbers with paints anyway. But basically, what I'm trying to say, it's a basis for you to work from. You don't have to have that exact same colour. You'll never get the exact same colour anyway, unless you have the codes. But you don't have to have that exact same colour paint in your home or whatever other thing in your home is going to be that colour. It's just a guideline for you. Also, you might actually add another colour in here and there somewhere. It's not set in stone, guys. It's not a hard and fast rule, but it is a foundation and it is a basis for you. So that's the main thing. That's the main reason why you're creating it. Now, although there's no hard and fast rules as to how you use the colour palette in your home, there are things and ways that you can do things that will make it more successful for you, and I will be covering that in the next episode. So make sure you join me there, and thanks so much for listening. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.